Something changes when you tell your story.
My mom said if we die here, if we die in the boat, it's the same. So we will die together or live together.
That's why I think you're so brave. I couldn't be you.
I went in as an audience member, invited by a friend. I'd had a long day and I just didn't know what I was in for. And I sat down, and for the next 2 hours I was completely blown away by these moving stories, but also the courage of these young people to stand up and talk in front of everybody about their real experiences and how they were seeing those experiences in a new light and being able to move on from those experiences. And I knew that I was so moved by that experience that I needed to do something about it, and I saw that these stories could have a bigger impact and they could be seen more widely.
So that drama therapy made you change the course of your life. What did you do afterwards?
So I sat with that idea for a while. I've always been passionate about storytelling and documentary filmmaking. I decided to quit my full-time job working in television. So I approached the ladies who run the program and I told them a bit about myself. They naturally wanted this story shared as well. So I spent a few months getting to know the young people before we started filming. I thought that was really important because that way they trusted us and they knew why we were there. They knew that we were seriously wanting to represent their stories properly.
Okay, how did you pick the people that you filmed?
So they were selected by the program itself and by the ladies who run the program. We ended up focusing on maybe 5 of those 20 refugees, and they were the stories that were most able to be followed through in the course of a 70-minute documentary. The ones that showed the greatest change and the ones that represented key themes like importance of education. Some had missed out on education when they were in their home country. The importance of dealing with trauma. One young girl was actually experiencing trauma at that time. Whereas a lot of the stories were from the past, but she was experiencing something from news that had just happened in Iraq at that time.
Tell me more then about Asfa. You mentioned Asfa, yeah. And another girl, Iraqi girl, Miriam.
So, yeah, they were two characters in the documentary, and they're amazing people. When you get to know them, you think, I'm so happy that they're in Australia. I'm so happy that they're going to have a future because they can contribute to our society. They're just incredible young people who are now in high school, and they're empowered by sharing their stories, and we got along well during the course of the project. We became closer because we were there when they first told their stories as well.
So the feedback from the Australian was positive?
Yes, definitely. I think people are keen to know more about these people who haven't had a voice before, mm-hmm. and who haven't had a face before. They've heard about them, but never directly,
yes.
And that's really important because once you get to meet them, you won't fear them. You understand them, they understand you, and they can resettle effectively.
So, in a kind of way, you help change the narrative, the perception of refugees and migrants?
I knew it was a story that had to be told, and if these positive impacts can come from it, then that's great. It's maybe a small step.
What was the most challenging in this project?
The most challenging was piecing it all together and making it effective for the audience.